Hi there. Well, the serious broadcaster finally makes a serious one, I guess. I just had an email from an old friend, Jonathan, God, he was a pain in the arse, who now lives in Florida. The news was that our friend Fred died yesterday. Fred, he's actually called Stephen, but he was Fred. We're a group of, I suppose, loving, buoyant, sparring, fun geographers. We were at UCL in the early 80s, and, you know, nothing can break that bond. We had a great time. We did, you know, crap like, who did we think we were? Champagne breakfasts in Regent's Park, you know, throwing up behind bushes and going to see Little and Large in Blackpool. I mean, I ask you. Working hard, playing hard, well, not working that hard, and basically had a riot of fun. Fred died. What a surprise. We met up about 2 years ago, when we were having a party for another guy, Keith, another one of us who had died. He died a year before, so there was no body, no funeral. And this just seemed a great way of, I don't know, being together. And we laughed, and it was as if he was there. And now Fred's gone. You might not see each other for decades, but it's still there. We spent an important 3 or 4 years maturing from teenagers to grown-ups, you know? He was actually the closest to Keith, and it's as if, I mean, not religious, but it's sort of thought that their spirits, or I don't know, tangible minds, not so tangible now, are sort of linked together somewhere now. Why did this happen? You know, it's like somebody is taking pot shots as our little group. We're tootling along wonderfully, we all have successful lives, marriages, and it just shows you how fragile life is. So guys, I guess my message is, let those people you care about know now, before it's too late. I mean, I tried to see Fred 6 weeks ago when I was down in Kent, and I phoned his house and there was no answer. And, you know, I just didn't press on with chasing that up. But it wouldn't have made it any easier. But it would have been nice, really, well, to let him know. Not that we don't know. Well, you know. Live every day, guys. Just live every day. And love. That's all. Not many giggles there, were there? But Fred would have expected me to giggle.